The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.
Finally, Friday is being brought to you, as always, by all of our fantastic Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. If you're a VIP, thank you so much. Your generosity allows us to continue to do this show week after week and keep MajorSpoilers.com and the entire Major Spoilers podcast network on the air. If you want to find out more on how you can become a Major Spoilers VIP, point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Well, hello everyone. It is finally Friday. I'm Stephen Schleicher. Summer is in high gear, which means hopefully your kids are out of school by now. Hopefully you are kicking back and relaxing on a Friday. Hopefully you don't have a whole lot going on. We're easing into the weekend. There's a whole lot going on around the country. We'll talk a little bit about that and a whole lot more as we get into some news. Let us start off with some television news. And Superman has been found. Relanti Productions has found Superman for the second season of Supergirl. Actor Tyler Hoechlin has been cast as Clark Kent in Superman for the sophomore series. In a statement to the press, executive producer Andrew Kreisberg said, "Greg and I have wanted to work with Tyler for ages, so this worked out perfectly because Tyler is Superman. We're so thrilled and humbled to add another amazing actor to the legacy of this iconic character." Now, you may not know the name, but you probably know the face from Teen Wolf and the movie Everybody Wants Some from Richard Linklater that, unfortunately, was in and out of the theater faster than a speeding bullet. Speaking of Supergirl, the CW has announced its schedule for the fall. Looks like Tuesday night, October 4th, we'll see the kickoff of The Flash with its season premiere, as well as the series premiere of No Tomorrow, which I believe is a time travel movie that I'm kind of excited about. Wednesday, October 5th, we'll see the premiere of Arrow and Frequency, another series premiere. Frequency is based on the movie of the same name about some time-traveling radio waves and a father in the past and a daughter in the future. You're going to have to wait until Monday, October 10th, before you see the CW premiere and the Season 2 premiere of Supergirl. No Tomorrow follows after that with an encore presentation. Then on October 13th, we have DC's Legends of Tomorrow season premiere and Supernatural season premiere. That's what, up onto its 25th season or something like that. And then the next week on the 17th, Supergirl gets another original episode. Jane the Virgin gets a season premiere. And then Friday, October 21st, The Vampire Diaries gets a season premiere, as does Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. As I mentioned, I'm kind of interested in No Tomorrow, and I really kind of want to see what is going on with Frequency and how that's going to be adapted into a movie, or from a movie into a television series. It would have been nice to get Supergirl and DC's Legends of Tomorrow all on the same premiere week, but apparently there's something called iHeartRadio's Musical Extravaganza or something that takes place on Thursday and Friday of that week. Let's jump into some gaming news. In October, you'll be able to relive your favorite moments from Buffy the Vampire Slayer when Buffy the Vampire Slayer the board game arrives in stores. Jasco Games and Livander Studios have teamed to produce the board game that lets you take on the role of Buffy and her friends as they defend Sunnydale from vampires and demons. As the game progresses, you'll be able to reveal the big bad and his or her plans to open the Hellmouth. Buffy the Vampire Slayer the board game is for 1-6 players and has a suggested price of $39.99. And as I said, it is set to arrive in October. If you haven't heard us talk about it before, well, here's some bad news for you. The National Game, Toys, and More store, Hastings, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company notified employees last Friday that it was seeking a buyer, and if they couldn't find one, Hastings would be forced to close all 126 of its locations across the country. On Monday this week, the court documents were released that unveiled just how far in debt the company really is. In the document, Hastings listed the top 30 creditors who have not been paid, and as expected, Universal Studios, Fox Home Entertainment, Buena Vista, which is Disney, Warner Home Video, Sony Pictures, they all topped the list with a combined outstanding debt of over $13 million. In an amended list of creditors, which came out, I guess, later that day or Tuesday morning, they also listed some other large unsecured claims. This list includes ACD Distribution, which is a game distributor. They owe them $836,000. Funko, the toy manufacturer of the pop vinyls, they owe $2.5 million, almost $2.6 million to them. The Diamond Book Distributors, comic book distributors, they owe $1.6 million to them. Hasbro, the toy manufacturer, $347,000. Bethesda, the video game manufacturer, $297,000. Ultra Pro, who makes all the gaming supplies, all your card sleeves and whatnot, $259,000. Lego, the toy company, $236,000. And PSI, another game distributor, $208,000. Now, while Lego can easily shrug off a $250,000 loss, game distributors could suffer because of this. The most concerning debt on this list have to be Funko, the makers of the Pop Vinyl and Dorbs figures, which is owed $2.5 million, and Diamond Comic Distributors, which is owed $1.6 million. While Funko may be able to absorb the debt, comic sales continue to be shaky ground in this last month, especially when sales dropped in May compared to the month before and the year before, which makes me a little bit concerned about our comic book distributor. On Wednesday morning, if you went to your local Hastings store, you didn't get new comics. Instead, they posted this notice that said, "Dear valued Hastings guest, we will no longer be getting comics from Diamond Comic Distributors." And again, that shouldn't come as any surprise when they owe that much and have filed Chapter 11. At the same time, Hastings sent out an email notice to all of its customers letting them know that all of the comics that they have in stock, and they have a large back issue collection, is all 50% off until Saturday. So there you go. There's some of your news that's going on in and around the world. And I know a lot of people are like, what's a Hastings? Or I've never heard of a Hastings. Is this only in small towns? Hastings is a company that has they also own Movie Shop, which is also declared bankruptcy, part of this whole chain of stores that is owned by Hastings and the parent company. But Hastings specifically is 126 stores nationwide, mostly in the central part of the U.S., so you can find it all the way from Texas all the way up to Boise, all the way over to Ohio. That's where you're going to find the Hastings store, so kind of in the middle part of the country, and not so much on the East Coast or the West Coast. But you can look around. You could probably find them for probably another 30 days. Phone lines are now open, 785-727-1939. I would love to hear your phone calls this week so that we can chat about what's going on with you, some of the exciting things that are going on in your world, or some of your reactions to pop culture and comic books this week. A lot of the news over there, of course, at majorspoilers.com. My face looks a little bit more red than usual today. It is not because I'm embarrassed to be here or because my typically pale skin is reflecting my flash t-shirt. No, I've been out exercising. And as many of you know, I've been doing that for since April. If you follow me on Twitter at Major Spoilers or my Instagram is Steven Schleicher, you'll notice I'll put pictures up every once in a while. But now the spring is over. The rains, the cool temperatures have gone away. We have hit some very hot temperatures. Normally I'd be going out about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning to go do exercises. But in the last couple of days, the temperatures have already been in the high 80s by that time. And they get even hotter. My son is also involved in soccer during the daytime from like 9:30 to 10:30. He goes to soccer camp on Wednesdays and Thursdays, which means I'm out in the sun for that. And then some exercise on top of that. Some of you, again, if you follow me, you know I've been trying to do more walking. I was up to about 6 miles a day, which was really good. I was really excited about that. But then for whatever reason, and I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, it's your shoes. My shoes fit really good. They're kind of tight in there. But my right foot developed a huge blister, probably, I don't know, think about the size of the palm of your hand, just not the finger part, but the palm part. That's how big I had a blister on for about a week. And then a week at when that ended, I was like, well, I think my foot's okay. I'll go back out and I'll walk again, walked another 6 miles, and then developed a blister, a nasty blood blister on top of that. So while the foot was healing again, I'm to the point now where I can't just blow off exercise and say, big deal, no big deal. It's kind of those things that once you start doing something, you become quite addicted to it. And so I ended up turning over to my bike, which I've biked a lot over the years. And I think because of all my walking, biking has been very, very easy. And I've been enjoying that quite a lot. In fact, today I was trying to hit 20 miles, and I only hit like 18.63 miles this morning. But because it was like 85 when I went out, not a cloud in the sky, I got a little bit more red than I thought I would be. So there you go. I think tomorrow, I don't know if anyone would be interested in this, I might periscope my entire bike ride and try to hit 20 miles tomorrow. So you can tune in for the antics of that. It'll take about 2 hours, and it'll just be the countryside and the city as I ride through there. So you could look for that. Got some people in the chat room today. Hello, Matthew Bach. He's on time today. Hoo-hoo. So is Bradley Will. Hello, Dr. Will. Jarmo is there. Hi, guys. Matthew says, Hastings is a pretty cool store we have in a few in Nebraska. Yeah. And again, probably not for too long. My suggestion is if you have a Hastings in your area, go buy all their stuff as they start to have deep, deep discounts. If you're into pop vinyls, I know that they're doing 2-for-1s, 50% off, maybe even more than that now. Like I said, all the comic books are 50% off. Their RC cars are 25% off. So you can get some pretty good deals. And I know that many of the stores still have some great board games. Brian Bergdahl, D&D Brian, was telling me that they just got in, which is odd. They just got in the Back to the Future board game and another board game that he's super interested in, but I don't remember what he was mentioning on that. Maybe Dr. Will knows. But kind of not interested in the Back to the Future board game. I've looked at the game mechanics. I've seen a couple of reviews and read a couple of reviews. And I think kind of I agree with them that maybe it's too much stuff going on for a fun, enjoyable game. But maybe you'll enjoy it, and you can get it for half price. That means that that Ghostbusters game that was $108 plus tax, if that goes on sale, man, you could get a really good Ghostbusters game for $50. That would be awesome. I'd need to make a board game run, I think, says Matthew. I would definitely do that. Now, I don't know if they've started heavily discounting. I haven't been into the store this week. Since the announcement was made, just because I don't want to go in and see just how, I don't know, depressed or, you know, what's going on when everybody is just like, I can't stand not having a job in 60 days. So I'm not looking forward to going into the store for that. Let's see. Jarmo, are you there?
Yes. Hi,
Steve. There you are. You are very quiet. Normally when Skype auto answers, I just expect to hear some kind of line noise or something. And your audio was like so dead. I was like, oh, great. Is there a problem with Skype that I can't hear people? So welcome to the show this week.
How about my voice?
You sound great. Okay. You sound fantastic. It's amazing that someone all the way over in Finland has perfectly clear audio, and yet someone who's located in Topeka has nothing but static on the line 100% of the time. So good job, Finland.
Yeah, we usually have pretty awesome internet connections in Northern Europe.
Excellent.
But yeah, I was just thinking about that Hastings situation you were going on there. And I kind of feel for you because I know how it feels like when there's absolutely none of the comic book shops in your area.
Right, yeah. I was telling... I think Matthew and I were talking about it this week on the Major Spoilers podcast. The closest comic book store for me right now is 3 hours away. If I want to go to Wichita or if I want to go to Topeka, that's about 3.5 hours. Kansas City and Denver are both 5 hours away. So to find a really good comic book shop, Hastings is the only place that we've had for probably 15 years. We did have a really nice comic shop here. But because of it was located in a bookstore and then the bookstore went out of business because of competition from Amazon, Hastings has been it for a long time. And you're right. I'm not going to be able to be able to walk into a store, browse and pick. I have to pre-order now.
Yes. And I think last time my town, which is pretty decent sized town, it's probably fourth or fifth largest in Finland. Last time we had an actual comic book store, it was probably in the 80s.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And the nearest one, I think, at the moment is about 2 hours' drive away. Wow.
How many people are in your city?
About 125,000.
That's a pretty good size.
Yes, it's not tiny.
No.
But yeah, I'm kind of used to it that I actually have to order everything by mail or just stick to Trace, which I'm pretty much doing at the moment.
Well, you know, when I first moved here, when our main comic book store closed and before Hastings moved in, there was a store in Salina, which is about an hour away from here. And so I would just order through him and I would submit my orders and everything. And at that time I was ordering, you know, nonstop, you know, $500+ a month in comic books. And he would joke, "Oh yeah, you're putting my kid through college." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sure I am." but then because of the rise of digital and because Hastings was there, if I just wanted to go over and grab a physical copy, my orders have declined with him to where I'm maybe only getting like 5 or 6 books a month from him. But now I think he's probably pretty happy about this Hastings announcement because it means he's going to start seeing his orders go up. So, but yes, again, it's just like you have to order everything in advance. And if you are kind of unsure about something, you could end up spending money on a dud, or if you say, "I'll skip that issue," and then, you know, suddenly it kicks off and becomes a huge hit, and then you're never able to get it. So,
yes, what I do is pretty much that I have to wait for a month or two and then get the trade or get it from Comixology. But I prefer physical copies. I'm kind of old school with that, and with everything I buy, I just have to have the physical one in myself.
Yeah, I've tried to curb my physical comic book spending because I am literally out of space in my nerd room of doom. I mean, you can barely open the door with all the crap that's in there: statues and comic books and Lego sets and action figures. And it's to the point now where I was telling my wife, "Look, I think we need to start selling a lot of these back issues or statues or things that we're not using because there's no room in there, and we don't have any room to expand in this house." So
yes,
it's time to start giving some things away.
Yes, that's actually one of the reasons I'm looking for a new apartment right now.
And how is that going?
I'm applying to them, and it's not easy to find one, but I will find one eventually, I would think, in a couple of months. I'm not in a hurry because it's just that I'm looking for a little bit bigger and a little bit cheaper.
That's always hard, right? Bigger and cheaper. Yeah. Bigger and cheaper usually don't go hand in hand.
Yeah, but I'm ready to move a little bit farther away from town center. So so that's a compromise I'm looking at.
Now, do a lot of people, I mean, do you have a very good public transit system? Do people ride bikes or own cars?
Yes.
Or what's the deal there?
Most of the people in cities ride cars still because it's more convenient. But we have pretty good public transport. It's like 4 or 5 buses and trains in an hour, even from farther away from the town.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, do you drive a car or do you rely on public transportation?
I use public transport because I don't really need one.
Yeah. Well, and then that'll be nice if you are close to a transportation line that can take you to your job or wherever you need to go inside the city.
Yeah, and pretty much anywhere in the, even close to the city area, it's not more than 5 minutes walk from
That's nice. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, here in Hayes, it's tough. You'd think in a small town, housing would be fairly cheap. But because it's a college town, all of the apartment prices get jacked up because they know college kids are going to want to rent them. And then because housing is in such demand, housing prices here are about the same as they are in a major city like Denver or Kansas City, which is really odd when you look at the housing prices. In fact, in some cases, housing prices in Hayes can be 10 to 15% higher than Kansas City, which,
yes,
again, that's odd for this area.
I can see that because my city is also, we got a university here, and there's lots of students in, I would say, about maybe 15% of all the residents in the city are students. And of course, they need lots of small apartments, especially in the downtown area, because university is really close to the actual city.
Yeah.
And well, in our system, we have a lot of advantages I would say, because we have free education for starters, and we have a very, very well state, state supported apartments with, I think students will only pay like 10% of the actual rent of the apartment in the city.
Wow, that's nice.
If, for example, if small one person apartment, it would be like 600 euros, they maybe pay under 100 euros per month.
That's one of those times to become a professional student.
Yeah. Of course, it's not infinite. You have some kind of responsibilities with advancing your studies and such. But yeah, we are pretty socialist.
Well, I'm not opposed to that. I mean, pretty soon I have a feeling that our university system in the state will receive zero funding from the state, and yet the state will still take 30% or more of the tuition dollars, just because of the way our system is set up and the craziness that's going on at the Capitol starting next week. It will be very interesting. That's kind of interesting to learn about other places.
Actually, as soon as we had a kind of a right wing win the last election, there started to be a talk about our education system not being such free anymore soon. And there's been a talk about at least we had to take some kind of payment from foreign university students, because they had free.
Oh, really? They had free as well.
Here.
Yeah, I would definitely charge international students. But I guess on the plus side, by being free for international students, then that attracts a diverse group of people to the university system there.
Yes, we have a lot of them, and that makes our universities pretty damn good.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, Jarmo, anything else going on?
Nothing much. I just thought to comment about the Hastings situation, and because I know how you feel.
Yeah,
I've never had a comic book store here in my area.
I bet because it's a university. And do you have a lot of gaming stores? Do you have like tabletop gaming stores?
We have one big one, which is really good. It's like a chain, which is like a national.
Okay.
They have a store in pretty much every major town, and they're really nice.
Well, good. I mean, that would be the main thing is, man, I would think in a university town, there'd be enough interest in some comics.
Yes, they also sell manga and kind of not trades and books like that, but not single issues, of course.
Oh, okay. That may be enough work
with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Jarmo. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too, Steve.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oops, cut him off right there. Sorry, Jarmo. 785-727-1939. That is the number that you want to call. And we'll go right to another phone call. Hi, who is this?
Hey, Steven, it's NATO. How's it going?
Oh, it's the great NATO. Watch this, everybody. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Off goes one Fez. And da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Hey, everybody. It's your great Uncle Stan.
It's Grumple Stan. I'll have to wait for the delay, but I'm sure it looks great right now.
Yeah, it does. It really looks good. I really like it. This Nate sent this to me last week. I think it was last week. And I didn't know who it was from, because it was from some Etsy shop or something. And I was like, who sent this to me? There's not a return address. There's nothing in the box about who it's from or any kind of note or anything. And I was like, it's Gravity Falls. It's a Grunkle Stan's hat. I'll take it, man. It looks great. So Then Nate said,
yeah,
hey, man, did you get it?
It does look good.
Yeah, it's really great. So thank you for that, Nate.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I hear to help the show, right?
I hear Gravity Falls is coming to Netflix as part of this whole Netflix-Disney deal.
Oh, sweet.
So you'll be able to watch that again and again and again nonstop.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So what's on your mind this week?
Nothing. Just another rainy afternoon here in South Florida.
Oh man, I wish we had the rain.
Yeah. It actually last night. Well, I've been working late nights. I've been up till like 3:30 in the morning working major issues at one of my locations. So
oh, okay.
it's been crazy. So the rain actually rained last night, and there was actually a semi-cool breeze, which actually scared me, because normally when it rains in Florida, it's quick, fast, mm-hmm. and becomes 20 degrees hotter after
because of the humidity,
the heat.
Yeah. Well, so. we had on it was last week. No, it was earlier this week. It was on Tuesday or Wednesday. We had like 108 degrees here in Hayes, and then and we were not in the heat warning zone, even though we were 108. But then just immediately, and this always happens, just immediately to the east of us, this giant storm just blew up and stormed the eastern two-thirds of the state. And I think that was Tuesday night or Wednesday night. But it was a huge storm that I just couldn't believe rolled in just like that when there was no rain predicted. So it was nice that they got some rain, but I wish we would have gotten some rain. And today, I had to bicycle into the wind going uphill, so that was not fun either. So I was just like, oh, thank goodness going back, the wind was at my back and I was downhill, so that kind of made up for it. So what's on your mind this week, Nate?
Nothing. I as you saw on Twitter, I actually got my works of H.P. Lovecraft.
Yes, I saw that.
And of course, I use the Amazon link at Major Spoilers. Go use it, everyone. It's awesome. it's actually that book is really, really nice. It's a nice hardcover, and then it has a bookmark tassel attached to it. So
you
go through and do it, and it has, I mean, I guess it has everything, but it has pretty much everything. And, you know, not understanding, but a lot of the stories are like 10 pages.
Yeah, a lot of the stories they're not that long. Most of the short stories, and I don't know what you've read, if you've, I think The Mound is kind of a rather long story, but I mean, some of the really early stuff is just super short. I mean, you can read in about a half hour, or if even that long.
Yeah. Then let's see, what else is going on? Oh, the Hastings thing. So I like my two cents on it too, mm-hmm. is that if we have and you guys have them too, like regional stores,
right.
like grocery stores. Like we have we have Publix in the southeast, right?
Right, right.
Well, for a company like mine, they're one of our largest, especially for our mm-hmm. region, we're mm-hmm. it's one of the largest, we sell tons and tons of product to them. Mm-hmm. So if something were to happen to them and they bellied up, that would affect us tremendously on our bottom line.
Yeah. That's why I'm that's why I'm so amazed that Diamond was continuing to send comics and merchandise to Hastings when they owed them $1.6 million. And I was just like, holy crap. I mean, that's a lot of credit that they're extending that now they're probably not going to get back, or they're only going to get a portion of it back. I tried to call Diamond on Tuesday, I believe it was, and the PR person was like, no, we're not prepared to make a comment at this time. But if you think about it, I mean, I'm sure Diamond does a good business because they're the only distributor of comic books here in the United States. But it wasn't too long ago, I remember that they were in talks of being in trouble and having some woes of their own. And that was probably maybe 12 years ago, because I couldn't find anything on the Major Spoiler site about it. But I do remember that there was some talk about them being bought up or broken down or whatever, split into parts. And then someone came in and bought them. I could be wrong on that. But, you know, having $1.5 million or more outstanding could be a serious impact to your company. And I feel the same way about Funko, because I'm sure they're making billions of dollars right now with everything that they're selling, but when they just did, was it 2 or 3 years ago, did their round of funding, they were only able to raise $8 million in their initial round of funding. Well, as much as owed by Hastings to them, that's like a 25% of their initial startup costs. And that's a big deal. And you're right. I don't know what local chain. I mean, Publix is an exception, but I don't know if you have a Hastings type store down in the South that's like this.
The closest things is like a Barnes & Noble, actually, mm-hmm. which I was in there today because we're making my son read this summer.
Good.
He had to pick one book, and we actually picked another book for him, so he's actually going to read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Excellent.
During the summer.
Yeah, so, that's an excellent book. He'll enjoy that.
Yeah. But that's pretty much the same thing. But a lot of South Florida stuff, it's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's certain regional stuff that will work, and some of the regional stuff that won't work because we're so seasonal, right?
Right.
So during right now is our slow time of the year because it's actually summer. There's
mm-hmm.
less people here now, at least in South Florida. Orlando, forget it. It's boiling up. There's people there every single hour because
yeah.
of it's summertime.
Right.
But for us, for South Florida, you know, if you want to go play a round of golf, it's the best time to come down and play golf because the tees, there's basically sometimes green fees are excluded. You just got to pay for a cart.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. We actually have, I think, a contract. We sell to the PGA National, and there was we had the account, lost it, then we got it back again, I guess. And then we used to be able to like $40 cart fees, and we could go play on PGA course.
Yeah,
out there, but yeah, it's we don't have that many regional stuff, but widespread, you know, like
sure.
like in a geographical region,
sure.
more of a localized region,
mm-hmm.
but even then, I mean, it's still an impact when stuff like that happens.
Right. I guess another way to think of this now, GameStop is a much broader nationally. But if GameStop
right.
were in the same exact situation, a lot of people would be freaking out right now because, again, GameStops are going to be more prevalent in your neighborhood than maybe a Hastings would be. And so that could dramatically
yeah.
impact how you play your video game. So move this notion of GameStop being in trouble and
right.
apply it to what's going on with Hastings. And that's what's going on for a lot of people. Like I said, right in the middle part of the United States, I know of three Hastings just around here. There's one here. There's one down in Dodge City. And I believe there's one in Garden City as well. That's a bunch of people who aren't going to be able to get their stuff.
My
and,
God,
you
yeah,
know,
GameStop,
granted,
I have five within a 3-mile radius of me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, we still have a GameStop, so the gaming side, the video gaming side is not going to be too hurt by Hastings if it goes out of business. Now, they may find a buyer, but I have a feeling that they're going to trim a lot of fat if there is a buyer.
Right.
So we still have a GameStop. That's not a big deal. We still have a Walmart, so there's toys there. But for comic books and board games, comic books we're not going to be able to get. We do have a friendly local game store here in town, but their hours are super, super odd to where, you know, Saturday afternoon, I want to go buy a game. They're not open. So it becomes very frustrating to try to get board games. So that's going to be another problem for people.
Yeah.
So not a good time ahead for a lot of people, including the 300-plus people that they will lay off in Austin at their fulfillment warehouse. So,
yeah.
Oh well.
And then one last thing.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else has seen it. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that actually really witnessed it. But back in 2007, I don't know if it was Sci-Fi or another channel, but they did a Flash Gordon
mm-hmm.
TV
show. That was
show.
Sci-Fi. Mm-hmm.
So Sci-Fi. So basically, an impulse buy for basically $7. I bought the only 22 episodes that they did.
Right.
So
I remember watching.
I enjoyed it.
I remember watching like the first episode and just going, "This ain't my Flash Gordon," and kind of just drifting away from it. But it was okay.
It was. It was funny because it was. Yeah, the first one was like it really was. It just takes a couple of those episodes to kind of realize what was going on, but it wasn't what kept happening was is he would go back to Mongo
mm-hmm.
and do a few things and then come back to Earth.
Right.
So it wasn't like he was trapped there the whole time, and it was back and forth, and there was this whole political espionage thing,
mm-hmm.
daughter and everyone else, and it was almost kind of like the whole ruling of the world, how Vandal Savage would do it.
Right.
You know, right. I I'm doing this to make sure these people stay alive, and you're coming in here to wreck this. And if you do this, then everything will go into chaos and everyone will die.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed it. And I actually was actually upset that they never got renewed or did another season because it kind of left it on a cliffhanger.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah, but it was an impulse buy at Target for $7. I'm like, okay, yay.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, if you're entertained, that's well worth the $7.
Yeah. So
how goes your Deadwood viewing? Have you, or Game of Thrones? I guess you haven't got to Deadwood yet.
No, I haven't got to Deadwood yet. Game of Thrones, I think I'm midway through season two. I guess the Lannisters are getting ready to go to war with the other, the Baratheons or something, and then the Starks are. But yeah, it's like, I mean, it's funny. I know what's going on in my head and when I'm watching it, but when you try to explain it, it's like, okay, well, there's these people, and they're like, you know, they have all the they're deers, and then these people are winter people, and they're wolves, and they're killing these people and that people. But it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
Good.
I'm really am enjoying it a lot. So everyone, I guess this season's almost over, and people like are. Their minds are being blown by a whole
Oh,
bunch of
yeah.
other stuff.
Yeah, there's a
I
lot of
can't wait to
revelations.
get to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of
So.
revelations. So, all right, Nate. Well, thank you so much for
All
giving
right.
us a call, and you have a great week. And thank you again so much for this ad.
You too.
It's great. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
No problem. And you have a good Father's Day, sir.
Oh, all right. I forgot that that's going on.
Yep.
You too. Bye. Yeah, I forgot Father's Day is this weekend, which brings me to the topic of black socks. I just got to ask this question. So here is a trauma from my childhood, right? So, after church one Saturday, my parents said, "Hey, why don't we go see a drive-in movie?" And I was like, "Great, I love going to see movies." And so, after church, I changed out of my clothes, my church clothes, into, a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. But I didn't have white socks with me, and I just still had on my black, and not, they weren't nylon, but they were black socks, right? And I'm like 8 or 9, something like that. And while we were at the drive-in, before the movie started, I was like, "Hey, I want to go up to the playground." And again, for people that have never been to a drive-in, this is a totally foreign, crazy concept for you. But they used to have at the very front of the drive-in a playground area where kids could go play. And so I was walking up to the playground area, and a bunch of, and there was a truckload of high school punks, high schoolers. But as I was walking by, one of them is like, "Hey, nice socks, kid." And they all started laughing. And so when you're 8, 9, 10, somewhere around that age, people that you look up to that you want to be like, well, not punk high school kids, but these older kids making fun of you makes you feel horrible. So from that point on, if I was wearing shorts, white socks or short socks, doesn't matter at all, anything, not at all, right? And even today, I'm still, look, if I'm wearing socks, if I'm dressing up in dress shoes, yes, black socks will be fine. If I'm casual, then it's going to be sports socks. I'm not going to be caught dead wearing sneakers with black socks. And then something happened like 10 years ago where suddenly everybody's wearing black socks with sneakers and shorts. And I'm just like, I'm trying to juggle this childhood trauma of being made fun of for wearing black socks and shorts, and yet everybody is running around with black socks and shorts. Is that acceptable to do? I don't know. It's something weird that popped up this week because just as being casual, my son decided to put on some black socks and some of those slip-on flip-flops, not the kind that go in between your toe, but the just regular flip-flops, I guess. I don't know. And walk around like that. And I just wanted to say, that ain't right, boy. That ain't right. So I wonder what is the deal with black socks and sneakers and shorts that suddenly has become popular, right? Maybe you know the answer. I don't know. I don't know when that fashion trend became acceptable, sometime between 79 and 2000, I'm sure. But it just surprises me now that I see that. They weren't. What were the high school punks doing in the playground? They weren't at the playground. They were actually in their trucks and cars waiting for the movie to start. So that's where they were at. But even then, you see high school kids, doing high school things, get away from their parents if they were there with their parents. But these were definitely not kids hanging around with their parents. These were ne'er-do-well high school punks, the kind that were probably drinking and smoking and doing sexual things, only because at that time, the drinking age was 18 instead of 21, so I'm sure that they were doing it. Let's go to Matthew. Maybe Matthew knows the answer to when did black socks become acceptable to wear with shorts? Do you know, Matthew?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. Another mystery for the ages that will never be solved. What's on your mind this week, Matthew?
Well, I was a few of the topics have gone by that I'm like, ooh, I know something a little about that one.
So jump on board. Where do you want to start?
I listened to the top five, this last top five, about things that should become a comic
book. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised nobody said Critical Hit or Modern City.
You know, there have been people that have asked us before. They're just like, hey, can we turn this into a comic book, or can we include your characters in video games? And it's like, at the time, we're just like, no, because we don't know what you're doing, and we're not going to sign our IP away to you to create those things. And then later on, if there's somebody who actually legitimately wants to do something, to do that. But yeah, that would be nice. I have an idea for it. I mean, the comic basically writes itself. It's just finding a really good artist and some money to do it. So there you go.
The Hastings thing. I've actually been to quite a few of the Hastings. I was actually working down in Garden City and Liberal doing some stuff when mm-hmm. I was doing on the road work,
mm-hmm.
and went through Hastings. So I've been to your Hastings a couple of times. It was kind of fun because I was going there after hearing the podcasts and stuff.
Right.
And I would go in to pick up the trade paperbacks because mm-hmm. they had used trade paperbacks that were like at Barnes and Noble, you're never going to get a used book.
Right. Right. And that's one of the nice things about Hastings is they have suspended a very good buyback program where you could just bring stuff in and they'd give you store credit for that. So it was great.
I picked up, I think, five or six of the What If classic, you know, trade paperbacks for, not a whole lot, because they were the used ones mm-hmm. or whatever. I'm like, well, it wasn't a lot of money to get in and check something out and see if I liked it or not.
Right, exactly.
You know, and like you said, if you're going to buy back, then you're out even less if you're going to, get something back out of it to try something else again. And then while you were there, I picked up a couple of board game things mm-hmm. at different ones.
Yeah, don't know. I mean, as I've said multiple times on a bunch of different shows and podcasts, I kind of thought something was up, like, 6 months ago, a year ago, when things that were happening that hadn't been happening, like for Star Wars Day, Hastings had a big sign out and was like, hey, Star Wars Day, all new products are coming on this day. We're going to be packed with this stuff. And I went to our store and they had nothing. And I went to the woman as I was checking out. I thought you guys had a big Star Wars thing going on. And she's like, well, we did, but we didn't get any of the products that we were supposed to get. And she blamed a shipping issue, but I'm wondering if it was more than just a shipping issue now. And then the other thing is they were always bringing in a lot of new board games. And then suddenly all the shelves were stacked with different versions of Settlers of Catan, and that was it. And they weren't bringing any new board games into the store. So that was another clue. Apparently they're in debt to WizKids a lot. Because they didn't get the latest round of the Dice Masters or the HeroClix. So I don't know how much they owe them, but it's a mess.
Yeah, I think some of those there's not really a lot of margin either, so they can't I don't think they can float you too terribly long before they're like, hey, you guys, we gotta cut you off.
Yeah. And even WizKids was in trouble not too long ago. And then they got bought out by, was it NECA or whoever? So what else is on the list of things?
Brad had said in the chat, free RPG day tomorrow.
Yep, so I wrote that down to bring it up. So free RPG day at your friendly local gaming store. So go look and see if you have one of those. I do know, I forgot to find out all the details, but I know that there is a Call of Cthulhu expansion that is, it's a 32-page adventure that had not been released in the last set, and I guess they weren't planning on releasing it, but they are going to release it for free RPG Day. So you can either sign up for their newsletter and they'll send it to you as part of being a subscriber, or if you go to your game store, if they've ordered it, they will have it available there as well. So that's
cool. This day is a really good day. It's kind of like conventions and RPGs. If you don't have a convention or like a game day, you can go try games here. If you're not, if you want to check out an RPG for whatever, you know, mm-hmm. you can go to the store and they're more likely to be running starters,
yeah,
you know, encounters or whatever kind of a thing. They're
right.
probably going to, they might run some, you know, veteran campaign stuff. Oh, everybody here has been playing for forever, but I think mm-hmm. today is more about trying to get them, you know, people, new people into the hobby to try to.
Yeah. So are you participating? Are you doing anything?
I'm gonna go to a game store up in Omaha and help out a guy that he comes and runs stuff
cool.
for me occasionally. So I'm gonna go up there and see if he needs any help with anything.
Excellent.
Out up there.
Yeah, I would suggest people go check that out if they've ever wanted to find out what 5th edition is about, or Call of Cthulhu, or GURPS, or what else, Gumshoe, or any of those other games.
Oh,
if people are out there running them, step up and do it.
And if you know, bring in a campaign or something, there's probably somebody there who might know, or the store might know, if there's a group.
Mm.
Oh, mm-hmm. well, this other group comes in, is interested in this, if you need like an L5R or meeting some masterminds or...
Yeah.
You know, like I said, there's tons of them, so you might be able to find where other people are and get into a group or let them know that you're interested in starting something.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they can point you to some people.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing that about free RPG Day and your thoughts on Hastings. What else? Is there anything else that you were... What do you think about this Buffy the Vampire board game?
I've not seen that one, actually.
Yeah, it comes out in October. Like, I guess it was just announced today or something, because Origins is going on, big game convention. Where is that at? Is that in California, or where is that taking place?
Origins is in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, in Ohio, okay. It's kind of a pre-Gen Con?
Where Gen Con is every kind of gaming,
mm-hmm.
and it's about 60,000 people. Origins is, for the most part, board game specific.
Ah, okay. All right.
And it's about 12,000 people, which yeah. is still really big.
That is big. I mean, that's a lot of people to show up to play games and check out what's being offered. I've seen a little bits and pieces coming out from there. But I really had not known too much about it.
There's going to be a few games that come out. Sometimes if it's kind of like the movies that come out, you know, at certain times of the year. There's certain times where you're going to get, this is where all the big blockbusters are going to come out. And then some people try to avoid that slot because mm-hmm. they don't want to go up against people. So sometimes games will get released at Origins instead of Gen Con.
Yeah. Probably from smaller publishers.
So that they're kind of ahead of the curve, or they'll announce a Kickstarter at Origins that it's mm-hmm. starting, so that through Gen Con it will be going.
Mm. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
And maybe get both of those out of the way, because Essen is right after Gen Con.
Oh, and that's over in Germany, right?
Yeah, that's where they announced the Spiel des Jahres, the game of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Of the very little German that I actually can speak.
Cool. What else is going on in gaming that you want to share?
Barnes & Noble clearance starts on Monday.
Okay.
This particular one is a little more game focused. So if you can get to a Barnes and Noble on Monday, the pickings will be a little better than they might be later on, but 50% off of.
That's a pretty good deal.
Board games they have. Sometimes they have some good stuff. I've picked up some pretty good games. I think the Nerdtacular,
mm-hmm.
not this last one, but the one before, I went by the Barnes and Noble at the mall and picked up Agricola for 50% off.
Cool. Yeah, definitely worth checking out. Awesome. All right, Matt, anything else?
I got the Back to the Future game.
Oh,
came in today.
Do you like it? I'll be interested to see after you play it, because there's something about it that just doesn't sit right with me.
It looks a little weird. The art's kind of funky. It comes with a Hot Wheeled car.
Yeah.
So at least there's that. But yeah, I'll have to get that played maybe at my game night on Wednesday and report back
write a review up on Major Spoilers.
So
yeah, all right, Nate, anything else? Or Matt, sorry, anything else?
That's about it. There's just lots of little things going on in the gaming world to kind of keep an eye on.
All right, we'll try to keep our eyes open and rely on you a lot. Have a great weekend, man.
All right, you too.
Bye. I am trying to follow the line of thought. I think you guys are making fun of me for black socks. You guys are mean. No. So apparently it's not a thing because somebody should tell all these kids that I see running around with black socks and footwear in their shoes and their shorts that it's not a thing. But I don't want to be that old man that traumatizes some 8-year-old, 9-year-old for life about wearing black socks with sandals or not sandals, but tennis shoes. So, anyway. Just the Red says, to answer your question from earlier, I walk. I love to bike, but we have giant hills, which turn my biking into walking the bike anyway. Yeah, my biking is probably the slowest I go is maybe 8 or 9 minutes per mile, which is about double. Well, it's a little bit faster than my walking speed, but most of the time I keep it around 4 or 5 minutes per mile. But yes, I can understand. I hate hills. So there you go. Let the kids wear what they want. Well, I know you can let anybody wear what they want, but does it make that quote unquote fashion sense? That's the part I don't know. But I see a lot of people do it. So maybe it's just those high school kids. Maybe I was just ahead of the fashion curve. That's it. Steven Schleicher, once again, ahead of the fashion curve when he was 8 years old. There you go. That is the answer. And those other kids just were not cool enough to understand. Ah, childhood trauma now dispensed with. Okay, I think we've blown through everything for this week. We've got a few more minutes. If you have a phone call, 785-727-1939. I really appreciate everybody who called in to talk about the Hastings deal because many of the comments that I've seen over the last week have been, what's a Hastings? I've never heard of it. Good riddance if I've never heard of it kind of thing. So thank you for sharing your thoughts and your reactions to this. And again, it may not affect you directly, but I have a feeling when you're looking at some of these game companies that are owed a lot of money, it wasn't AEG. What was the one that I was thinking of? One of the first companies that I had listed that they owed $800,000 to, ACD Distribution, which is a game distributor, $800,000. That's, you know, for Lego, that's not a big deal. But for ACD or PSI Games, the money that's owed to them could be a huge, huge hole that they would have to fill or cause them greater woes going forward. So, yes, while Hastings may not have an immediate impact on your life and how you have fun with comic books or board games or books or video games or toys or any of those kinds of things, the fact that those merchants, those distributors and manufacturers who are now out of that money could have an impact later on because suddenly, let's say ACD, now that they have to make up $800,000, they can't sell. I think, who is the company that does Settlers of Catan? I can't remember if that's them or not. Let us look really quick. But let's say that they can't do it. Let's see. Let's look at their products. ACD Distribution. They do Atlas Games. They do Calliope. They do By Night Studios, Evil Hat Productions. So they distribute for a lot of those. I mean, their list goes on and on and on. Here's the list of every game company that they distribute for. But if they don't have money, how are they going to pay these people whose games that they get into the stores? And if they go out of business or if they're hindered by what they can then sell to other people, that may impact the game that comes to your neighborhood. So it is kind of scary, but I think that's something to be aware of. Yeah, Mayfair is what Matt says is the Settlers of Catan. Use credit. Oh, so they can make money. Yeah, put it on credit. That's basically the trouble that they've gotten into is that they owe these guys as creditors. They owe them this much money because they're just like, hey, we'll just put it on the credit account with us. And it just got so big that I think the total amount just of their top 30 creditors is over $30 million. And that's significant. So that means Hastings was bought 2 years ago for $24 million. So if someone's going to come in and buy them and also get away with all their debt, it's going to be a $50 or $60 million purchase that someone's going to have to do, or outlay of money. And apparently I had saw one website list that Hastings was given a bank creditor. I don't know what it's called, but they were essentially given $90 million to help them operate and alleviate debt while they were looking for a seller. That's a lot. So you're going to expect that Hastings would have to sell for $60 million. There you go. All right, everybody. I think that wraps it up for this week's Finally Friday. I want to thank every single one of you who has called in, every single one of you who watches, every single one of you who listens. And I especially want to thank everyone who's a VIP. I mean, seriously, we are at a time with major spoilers that the more VIPs that we can add to our list, our growing family of cool peoples, the more things that we can do and the more things we can keep afloat. I mean, right now our server costs are very large, and I'd like to feed my kids. So there you go. If you want to become a Major Spoilers VIP, members.majorspoilers.com. Sign up today. A lot of good stuff coming. I know we're kind of in our podcast bonus hiatus, but if you head over there to members.majorspoilers.com, you will find we've been posting some bonus content for everybody. If you're wanting to find out about Spider-Man Homecoming and the Donald Glover, not Donald Glover, is it Donald Glover? Whatever his name is. We've got a discussion on that. Yeah, Donald Glover. We've got a discussion on that as a bonus podcast. We've got a bunch of other things. And, of course, we just finished up our VIP live chat for all of our gold members in June, where if you were part of that, you've got to see a major rap battle break out in the middle of the show. Of course, if you sign up and become a gold member, you have access to all of that stuff and everything in the past archives. So consider becoming a Major Spoilers VIP. And until next time, when hopefully it cools off a little bit here, take care until the next time when it's finally Friday.